construction. We're going to work, you know, people that come to resorts like this want to actually enjoy the Ozarks. So the water, we're going to build around the water feature. That's one of the really selling points for my client is the proximity to the waterfall and the drainage way. It's absolutely beautiful. It's one of the, probably the, I couldn't believe it when I first walked out there on the site. I will say when I walked out there on the site, there were many signs of former homeless camps on the property. So I know crime has been brought up, but I wouldn't appreciate having, you know, tents look like signs of, I don't know, there was last night's dinner, there was mattresses on this property. So
gasoline cans,
yeah,
signs with bullet holes in them, trash everywhere, beer cans all over the place. I got pictures of all this. I think there was a you know, the main thing that we're going for is to keep the trees. We want to keep all the trees, keep them, you know, as much as we can. That's kind of the whole point of what we're doing here. You know, have you ever gone camping and not had trees? You know, this isn't really camping. This is these are permanent residential structures, dwelling structures. But we want to give our clients the seclusion feeling of being away from the world, away, you know, in their own little, you know, bring this towards families, getting away from you know, their normal situation and enjoying some peaceful time together. So, you know, there was a couple of things said earlier about us approaching Stone County, which is completely false. We never approached Stone County, but we never applied to Stone County. I don't really know where that came from. The concern regarding the tree line and the fence to the woodland property. So we have a tree buffer that we're going to leave of about, I think it was 30 feet.
25 feet for the site plan.
And then the whole facility is going to have a 8-foot fence, a privacy fence around it on the interior of the tree buffer. So you're going to have, so from this gentleman's house, there's going to be 25 foot of dense tree buffer and then an 8-foot privacy fence beyond that. So, and, you know, regarding the traffic, I mean, we have 13 units. I mean, this is, we're not putting up, you know, 100 unit development here. I mean, this is a ultra low density development that is really going to be a blip in the grand scheme of things regards, you know, traffic on Fall Creek Road. Really, I mean, I think, let's see, what was the other, as far as visibility, I mean, with the tree buffer and the 8-foot privacy fence, I don't think that will be an issue at all. The comment about increasing crime, I think if anything, it's going to decrease crime because it's going to keep homeless people from going over there and doing God knows what they do there. And that property is going to be constantly have somebody there. There will be, you know, we're going to have on-site security systems, gated entrance to where only people that are supposed to be there are going to be in there. They're going to have a keypad gate at the entrance. So, yeah.
And I'll add to that as far as what the potential development could be on this property if this project does not get approved, which you could be another multifamily subdivision that basically clears the trees for all the property to put in something like duplexes that are next door. That's going to be very disturbing to the land. We're trying to keep as many of the trees as possible. Low density, a total of 13 units, as Eddie mentioned as well. We think it's a really good fit for the area. We understand Fall Creek Road is a very dangerous road. We're minimizing our impact to Fall Creek Road by the density of the development. There's certainly, you know, I think this property has been proposed for other developments in the past that have not gone through, to where it has been proposed to do higher density development on this property. I think it was single family residential that we had talked about before. So with that being said, we would appreciate your consideration for approval of the rezoning tonight. And finally, we will be submitting full plans once the rezoning goes through. Obviously, that's a process. You don't want to spend all the money on full plans until you know you're going to get the zoning, because this is obviously a project that requires rezoning. So I'm under contract to start on the surveying and engineering as soon as we receive approval, and we will submit those to Scott Sterrett and his staff for approval, and we'll also work with Devin Huff on the roadway for placement of the entrance off of Fall Creek Road. Thank you for your consideration.
There's one more thing I wanted to address as well. I believe the gentleman over there in the back had, that lives next door on the west side in River Bluff was talking about the property line and how there's a – so on that side we have a 50-foot tree buffer and then the privacy fence as well going along there. And I think his concern was that the property was going – or the property line was going through his box truck. That property line was pulled straight from the county's website, from the GIS website. So that'll obviously, once the surveying is done, that'll get corrected if it needs to be corrected. But really, the buffer, I mean, you can, on our plan, you can clearly see that there's a big tree buffer between his property and ours, and the fence line is shown. And then his, you know, the concerns about the structures not being sound, or as far as not being able to put the structures there. I mean, I'm an engineer by trade. We have an engineer here, and we don't just do things like that. So this would be a sealed engineered system that would get put in. So we can assure you that it'll be done right per all the building codes and
what type of material is your dome covered with, and what's the life expectancy of the material?
So the material is changeable. It's a marine grade vinyl type outer layer with a insulated inner layer, and it's all steel structure in between. Yeah. Rated for 150 mile an hour wind and 20 pounds per foot per square foot for snow.
Life expectancy
is about 20 years before you have to change it out with regular maintenance, which is just basically hosing it down.
So if I understood you correctly, you guys are talking about doing a tree buffer all the way around the property.
Yes.
And then your fence would be inside of that.
Inside there, yeah.
The whole property.
So they would never see the road. They would never see really anything. I mean, we're talking about an 8-foot fence. So my tip of my finger is 7 foot. So one more foot above that is 8.
Now how wide is the buffer of trees?
So on the west side, if you pull up the map, I could show you real quick.
It's okay.
But yeah, so it's on the west. Yeah, on the west side there. It's over here, we're talking about 50 foot here, about 25 foot on this side here. And it really never, it's between 25 and 50 foot going all the way around, basically.
Yeah, I think on the site plan, we actually show it's 25 foot on the west property line to the fence. And then you've got from the fence to the drive is another 25 feet. So that's where the 50 feet's coming from. So, but it's a 25-foot undisturbed buffer that we won't touch any of the trees in that 25-foot.